Well, hello, everyone. Thank you, Glenn. It's always a privilege to be on a call with you. And it's always a privilege to share my experience with you all. I loved last week watching all the activity in Canada. I was on vacation in Utah at Fish Lake. Pat and I had the privilege of traveling to the family cabin in Fish Lake, but I did get the chance to watch it all. It was fun. And I appreciate you all so much, and it's good to see all the activity. Can't say enough, you all, about what Glenn had to say about the bonus. Just so you know, a lot of my rank advancements were when I took advantage of bonuses just like this. So take advantage, use it, encourage your partners to use it. I know even here, I can see the activity in Canada. I know that there's lots of activity locally here where we have at the minimum 2 and 3 meetings going on a week to help our associates take advantage of that. So thank you, Glenn, and thank you, Dynamax, for those bonuses. Again, don't underutilize those things for rank advancement. But again, you all, let's just talk about congratulating you all for being on the call tonight. I know I heard several new names, so we have some new associates on the call. Someone needs to mute their line, please. Someone needs to mute their line. Anyway, we'll continue on. Someone needs to mute their line. Hold on, I'm going to try to do that. Okay, anyway, we'll continue on. Thank you. But I want to congratulate the new associates on the line today because I want you to realize you're participating in a big part of our duplication model. And I can't say enough about that. It's a big part of our business model. And what I mean by that is, as you know, when we presented the business to you, we talked about the time leveraging and how we can build this business based on leveraging our time and joining together and we can build a business part-time. Well, a big part of that part-time model is based on plugging into calls just like this, and we have a lot of training going on now, but just know that this training is done on purpose. It's a part of our model. It's so for those of you that are new can be trained. For those of you that are new that maybe have not had experience in the industry, you have that extra help in training your new partners. But again, even bigger than all that, it's about hearing from the top leaders. I listen every Monday, and I learn something from every call and every training I'm a part of. And it's just, and bigger than that, my team gets to hear it. And I encourage my team to listen to the top Canadian leaders, the top EU leaders, the top U.S. leaders, and I want them to learn from the best of the best. So congratulations, even just for being a part of tonight's call, because it's a big part of our model, and we grow. One of my top mentors, and it stuck with me, and it's so, so true, he said, Joni, be patient with yourself. Rome wasn't built in a day, but your business will grow as you grow. And I think in talking, in doing that, I think we all know that self-improvement definitely is the key, and all of us are starting at a different place. So don't compare yourself to others. I want to see you assess where you are. That's something I want to see you do today. Assess where you are. Obviously, assess your goal. And then also, once you're an associate, I want you to recognize that you're a leader. If you're on this call today, you're already a leader. Don't wait. Don't wait to be a leader. You are already a leader today. And with that being said, leaders, your business grows as you grow. And I know when I first realized that, it was, well, I couldn't get enough of training just like this. So, again, I just want to, again, thank you all for being a part of the training. My biggest thing that I learned from when I was a new associate was I couldn't hear enough about obstacles. So that's what we're going to talk today. I get a lot of questions if I do get a chance to visit with people that maybe I've never talked to before. One of the first things they always want to know is how to overcome obstacles. So with that being said, I wanted to share the call today with one of the top Canadian leaders and one of the top U.S. leaders. And they're successful. So number one, know that you're going to be hearing from people that have experienced success. But number two, I want you to realize that they too have obstacles. They too have challenges. But I want you to hear about their obstacles today, at least one. And I want them to maybe talk about an obstacle that they've overcome, maybe one they're overcoming now, and what their plan is to fix it. But with that being said, I want to start with our awesome Canadian leader. She's a Sapphire leader. I had the privilege of getting to know her and spend some time with her in Cancun. What a fabulous lady. I know that when Jan and Hugh came home from the cruise, all I heard about was Colette, 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 and I couldn't wait to spend some time with Colette myself. So Sapphire Director Colette Sawoski, would you please share with the group today some obstacles and how you overcame them?
Hi, thank you, Joni. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for the opportunity to share with you a little bit of my perspective on, actually, Joni asked me to share on three questions. She asked me what has been my biggest obstacle this and my secret to success. So I'm only going to take about 5 to 7 minutes. We're going to keep it short to keep everybody focused and on cue, but in the beginning, when I first partnered with Dynamax, and I think everybody can relate to this, you get this overwhelming excitement, but also, you know, shortly after that, it's an overwhelming fear. And so in the beginning, when I started with Dynamax, I thought, as I was out there and I just started sharing and I was a newbie and I was, you know, not really sure about things, I came across obstacles from people with closed minds or opinions, negative opinions about multiple level marketing or, you know, it's being too expensive. And in the beginning, I thought that it was really other people that were my biggest obstacle. But what I've learned is that truly my biggest obstacle was myself. Myself and my own fears and my own self-doubts. And it was a process of learning how to, we've heard this before, learning how to get out of my own way. I had a cool realization this past weekend of how true this is. I went and did my first trade show, and it was so amazing to see how people come to these things looking for what's out there. And when I first began, and I, you know, we start with our close circles, our home, our nearest and dearest, and you know, we get that reaction often when we're sharing with people. And I had the same reaction when it was shared with me. I was like, oh, one of those things. And so I had to be able to be relatable and understand that when people came to me with those same feelings and stuff, that I had those as well. And it's been a real big eye-opener for me over the process of 21 months is, you know, learning these obstacles. Now, there's many obstacles in business. And I believe I've run traditional business, a couple different ones, and it's the same obstacle. It's that fear of your own fear, your own self-doubts of being able to succeed or being able to be successful. And so it's not specific to just what we're doing here. We all know what's taking place all around us. Multi-level marketing is exploding. And, you know, your friends and your family, I truly believe within six months to a year, they're going to partner with something because I've seen it already. And I've said this a thousand times. And so I, overcoming that obstacle, put together my own piece because it's really true. So proclamation, poise, persistence, perseverance, and passion. And proclamation, like I'm just going to find it here quickly, the true definition of that, and it says, a public or official announcement, especially one dealing with a matter of great importance. Now, when we get into this, we know what the products have done to us, and they're true great importance. To us. It's that public official element that we're representing, a marketing company that can terrify us. And in quotes it says, the proclamation of his passion. We all become passionate about what we do because our heart is in it. And our end result is that we're doing that with these products that we don't have to lie about, but it's that initial getting out of your own way to find that belief, those five core beliefs in yourself and in the industry and the company and the products. And finding that and latching onto that with a passion is a process sometimes. And so not to be, you know, afraid of that, but recognizing that that obstacle is a bad one, and it's a clear one for a lot of us. Continually plugging in is how I overcame this. When I, you know, faced walls and barriers, I had to go to a meeting. I had to get myself in front of people who could give me greater knowledge through their experiences. I needed to understanding, kicking away that fear. Like, we have an online store. We're seeing constantly over and over again how, you know, even Sears now, we're on the news how they're restructuring because they're bankrupt in a sense. And online purchasing, or they're restructuring to more online stuff and stuff. And we have that, and that's a beautiful thing. So latching to overcoming that obstacle that we have something today, I get taken off the playing field. I relate it to when I had my salon and gym. I was open at 6 a.m. and open till 10 p.m. My doors had to be open every day in order to be available to attract and people I wanted to help. If my doors weren't open, people couldn't come in and sign up for a membership and join my gym, or, you know, come get their nails done or whatever. This is the same thing. Opening your doors every day to some sort of activity to be exposing what you represent, proclaiming who you are and wearing it tall and proud, knowing that into the future, we're like founding members because we're so small yet. And so loving that, no matter what kind of obstacles you're facing with people's fears, but understanding they have the same ones you did. Always doing some sort of activity, and truly, like what Joni said in the beginning, is even this call, you know, Mondays are a great day to be plugging in with all your teammates and with corporate and discussing where we can move forward and how exciting things, being exposed to information. The last question, my secret to success. This was put out there. Cheryl Prockart put this on Facebook, and she said, what does success mean to you? And so it's really cool because I've actually been kind of searching that out in the last few days since she posted that. But really, first of all, success is something you have to find out what that definition is for you. Success is different for different people. And I believe that over time and through circumstances and growth and all that, your definition of success will change. So find your ground of what success looks to you. To me, it truly is much more than money. To me, successful is, it's a part of a journey. I always said I wanted to do 101 things before I die. And in doing those 101 things, achieving the goal I set out to achieve. In Dynamax, success for me is reaching as many people as possible, getting these products into the hands of as many people and watching their lives change and helping everyone I can to reach their goals. And I'm a competitor. So, yes, there's ranks involved. And so another part of that success is hitting those ranks. I don't put a ton of pressure on me to have a date to hit them, but I do set out to achieve those. And with the end result is hitting all those ranks, we know what that end result will be. That will be leaving a legacy for my family. And so we always say this is not supposed to be a job, and I find a lot of fun in that. And it should be fun. Setting those goals, reaching those goals, and having that end result. And for me, the secret to success is, first of all, defining for you what that looks like. Like literally writing it down. What is your end result in this goal, in this journey that you're in with Dynamax, in this mission? And when you find that definition and you latch onto that, you do, you know, income producing activity every day, and just get out of your way and start to let yourself grow and become that you want to be in all of these three questions. I think that for me has been the biggest part of what I've learned through all this, and I'm more than excited than I've ever been. And that's the other thing. Being a part of this company, for me, every day is a new excitement. And things change so quickly. And you wake up and you check your account, and all of a sudden someone did order it. It's like, who the heck is that? I heard that person's name. I encourage each and every one of you to be present in that list of yours and that activity of yours, and to make it fun, so that the journey and the end result is something that you can share and help others grow and learn from in the future. And to me, that's the ultimate success in anything that we do. Thank you, Joni, for having me. I hope that you and that all of you have learned and hopefully been inspired.
Of course. Thank you so much. Again, as a Diamond Director, one of the things I do know is that I'm still learning every single day. I love that you talked about you attribute your success to at least being in daily activity. And I liked the fact that you talked about rank advancement and how everyone definitely is on a different schedule to shoot for those ranks. But for those of you that are looking to make real income, I can't say enough about knowing how to reach those ranks and achieve them. And again, like I stated earlier, don't compare yourself to other people. You are getting to do this business. It's your very own business. You get to run it the way you want, and you get to grow as slow or as fast as you want. But that, honestly, the staying in daily activity and being a partner that people count on kind of leads me, or actually does lead me, to our next special guest. It's someone that through the years I could always count on. We had meetings every Tuesday night. He didn't miss a one and was a big part of those meetings, was a presenter at least half the time, if not most of the time, along with Jan Darnell and myself. But I would love, I want you all to hear, and you're going to hear more from him. His team is taking off, and it's exciting. And with that being said, Platinum Director Hugh Adams, we'd love to hear from you.
Good, Joni. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I'm going to move right into it, because Joni asked me to say, what are some of the biggest obstacles? I feel like that the obstacle that we have is not just unique to us. It's getting those that have already become a Dynamax associate to build and to duplicate. A new associate will do exactly what they see us do. And because we love and believe in this, you know, the health benefits of the product, we tend to start with the products rather than the business end of Dynamax, and we are in a business. So my first meeting or my first phone call to get them is very simply, we're now going to take a few minutes this afternoon to talk business. We're going to set the mentor meeting that evening or at the very earliest the next day. You don't want to put it off 2, 3, 4 days. You want to do it as soon as possible. I then stress that I'm doing Dynamax as a serious business, and I dedicate 12 to 14 hours each week for this. I say very simply that we have an efficient system that we can duplicate, and it's our job is to teach and to train you, and you should be willing to focus, to have the desire, and do the same thing, and focus on income-generating activities. That sets the tone for leadership. If you don't expect them to have leadership and to take a leadership role, it's going to be like a child. They're going to call you into the potty every time, come help me. Well, you don't have time. You want to develop people. I found out during my experience that I wasn't talking enough about the business. They've got to be willing to commit just like we are. We start our training immediately. They have to have a way that they can gauge to overcome some of this. They can gauge what they are doing. How is it going to have that financial success? What does Dynastar, Dynamax mean, Maxstar? Why? They have to understand all of the rank advancements. This is how the money's made. You're building a team. So now you can talk about team building and why it works. That rank advancement sheet is so important. You're going to have to sit down with them and show them that Dynamax Go app. This is a tool that's been given to us. It's how is it used? Why is it used? You would be surprised when you meet someone, you give them a sample or two, you tell them about the product, you shoot them an app. It saves so much steps that they have to go through on how to contact people. The Go app is important. I then sit down with them, and there's a gentleman on the call that just signed up on Sunday afternoon. We put him in, and we spent 3 hours on Wednesday during the day, and we sat down and went over all of these things. He's intelligent. He's a businessman, but how does our Dynamax website work? Where do you go to get all of the information you need, the school, the training, to find out how to track your order? All of these things have to be taught. By not doing this, they're floundering. So we get them to plug in on a Monday night training call. We get them to plug in on that 9 o'clock call. These are the things that you have to do. And when we do it on Thursday night, you want somebody with you. So I tell them, don't go onto a call by yourself. Make sure that you have someone that's there listening. It could be a three-way call. This helps on that team building. So when you talk about the obstacles, by not training and not having them produce when they've signed up and spent the $499 on the builder pack so they could be a builder, we're not taking the responsibility to help them build and to help them grow. So let them know what you expect from them. Let them know you expect a leadership role, that they very simply should expect to be on this call within a short period of time. Help them make their list. Make the calls with them. Do the duplication model. Show them how it works. Follow up after that meeting. Don't just make it a one call, and don't just call them and say, hey, Johnny, how are you doing? Call them and say, what have you done today? What's your expectation? Set up the next training meeting. This is all about business. And if you show them the business end of this, it's phenomenal. The product speaks for themselves. They already like the product or they wouldn't have signed up. The product is great. But when you get into this, it's building a business. And that's what we want to do, is build it and grow and to make more. And they have to have the tools. So the obstacle, I wasn't very simply teaching and training the way I was, should have been. The outcome is what I want, is to go back to the basics and teach the duplication model, to show people what to do and lead by example. And that's it in a nutshell. The other thing that I expect if I call someone or if I text someone, I can tell you right then the interest they have. I expect them to call me back or to answer the phone or to text me back. I want acknowledgement that my efforts are getting through, not to deaf ears. That's another gauge that you can do. But anyway, follow the lead that we have. Do everything you can to help those people become successful, but they also have to take a leadership role. But, Joni, that's just quickly in a nutshell. One of the obstacles that I've faced over the last few years is not developing leaders. And it was my weakness, not theirs. So now we've taken a different approach where we are teaching and training and expecting people when they come in to want to be successful and to want to make the money that we've promised. So I hope that helped a little bit.
Hugh, that was excellent. And it really, and having you all be willing to share your biggest obstacle through the years, that was probably one of mine. I mean, part of growing as a leader is recognizing that everyone you're working with is at a different level. And you may have one person that's not afraid to pick up the phone and call people, but another person may be afraid to do that. Another person may have a lot of experience in the industry. Another person may not. And you just, although we have a duplication model that works equally well for everyone, as leaders, we need to recognize where our leaders are at so we can help them with that model. So I know where you're headed just by recognizing that one thing, Hugh. So that's outstanding, because I do believe that everyone that joins is looking at who sponsored them as their leader. Again, I can't say enough. If you're on this call, you are already a leader. And your new partners will follow you, and they're going to look to you for expectations and help and training. And, again, I love the time leveraging part of this industry. Again, the opportunity to learn from the best of the best on calls just like this. But remember, it's all about a lot of us doing a little. not about one person doing a lot. So Hugh and Colette, great job. Engage your partners. Ask them all to do a little bit. Ask them to participate. Develop leaders. That's certainly the key. And I love the call tonight. Thank you all. And remember, your business will grow as you do. Thank you all. We'll see you next Monday.